On the Road with Aaron Ball, Blending Circus Arts and Advocacy. My name is Aaron Ball, I am a white agender double below knee amputee and I am ODHD. My pronouns are ze/zer. I strive to live and work via the disability justice principles created by Sins Invalid and Patty Byrne. I am a circus artist, workshop facilitator, and accessibility consultant. Entry into Circus Arts. I discovered circus arts at a Buskers festival in 2008 and immediately knew it was what I wanted to do. I started training and a few years later started performing and opened a studio. In 2014, I became a double below knee amputee and relearned circus arts. I suddenly was hyper aware of how ableism is embedded in society and as a result in circus arts, I started connecting with and working with more and more disabled folks and shifted how I teach and practice. I created a course to work with other circus coaches to strive to be more welcoming to the disability community. I also started learning more and more about accessibility and the possibilities of creative accessibility in performing arts. I work with consultants to strive to make my performances and creative as welcoming to as many people as possible. Challenges promoting accessibility and inclusion within the circus community. Some people don't think disabled people should be welcomed in circus arts or they think that disabled people should have a separate program. This is ableism as disabled people should have equitable access, especially considering the history of exploitation and disabled people in circus. Consultations on accessibility and disability. Shows, businesses, access notes, language. I work with various organizations, shows, artists, physical businesses, etc. and we determine action items which might include learning and unlearning relating to ableism and subsections of ableism, shifting language in shows on websites in policies etc. addressing harmful tropes, creating access notes for spaces and shows, and more. Courses offered. I offer courses to try to spread seeds of how we can do better and I keep going, doing my thing, knowing that I am modeling ways that we can be more welcoming and hoping that it catches on. It's basically deconstructing circus arts and asking why do we do things the way that we do. It tends to be quite rigid thinking in terms of what a skill is and how it must be done. Is it harmful towards marginalized communities and can we find a better way? There is a lot of emphasis on collaborative work with the disability community and going to the essence of things. For example, instead of a warm-up being everybody run and jump now, it could be offering to move your body in a way that feels good. If you want, here are some options. In the past 2 years, my partner, Maxime Beauregard, also a disabled circus artist, has joined me in offering the course. We make a great team and complement each other very well. They have brought a lot to the course, a memorable performance that highlights the impact of inclusive circus arts. Here is a testimonial from an audience member of a show. Aaron has been bringing an unparalleled care and accessibility expertise to all of the performances ZE creates, and to all of ZE collaborations. The performances I have had the pleasure to witness have been nothing short of revolutionary for our art sector, as Aaron meticulously crafts each part of the content and form of ZE shows with accessibility and care as ZE focus. ZE pushes the boundary of art making through ZE creative use of technology, and through ZE playful reimagining of the spaces between performance and community dialogue, creating incredibly innovative pieces as a result. ZE's latest piece, created with partner Maxime Beauregard, is absolutely groundbreaking, deeply moving, and delightfully humorous, and has been, to date, one of my favorite experiences as an audience member ever. Aaron's work is the proof that when accessibility is the focus, and not an afterthought, magic happens. Laura Chain and she/her. Adapting traditional circus apparat uses and techniques to accommodate performers with varying disabilities. I believe ability is situational and has nothing to do with disability. I think of disability as a reclaimed word connecting folks to community, history, and an acknowledgement that we live in a world that was not set up for us. If our access needs are met, which every human being has, disabled people tend to be outside of the standard, so it creates more barriers. We may be able, if they are not, we may not. And there are situations that people want to be able to regardless of disability or access needs. For adapting apparatuses, I try to fit apparatuses to bodies, not the other way around. I work with adding loops, inventing apparatuses, starting from a place of finding positions that work for the individual rather than a standard position that does not work for all, and working with people's strengths. Travel. Preparing for travel to ensure comfort. This depends on the method of travel. If I am flying, I book a wheelchair with the airline, arrive early, ask to board the plane early, I bring stim items and earplugs, and these days, because I find airports so overwhelming, I travel with a support person, which is easy to apply for with Air Canada. I'm not sure about other airlines. These days I prefer driving. It's much less overwhelming and gives me more freedom. I drive with my prosthetic foot and feel very comfortable doing so. I pack a shower chair because I never know what I am going to get with accommodations. I also ask for the main floor if it's an option and try to book places with a bathtub. I take lots of movement breaks while driving and even travel with my aerial rig so I can stop and do circus training along the way. Challenging experiences with airports airlines. I have had my wheelchair not arrive with me several times while flying. It has also been broken more than once. It's very frustrating and I don't have a good answer to how I navigate this. For me, accommodation means not having to stand in a lineup. It gets very painful. So, when businesses have accessible lines or let me through without having to stand for a long period, that's a great experience. Also, when businesses have access notes, I feel acknowledged. Prosthetics and mobility aids used when traveling. I have many pair of legs that my prosthetist at V2 Innovations and Foot Company, Phil Auer, have helped me with, flippers, running legs, shower legs, etc. I also bring a wheelchair for long distances or a lightweight foldable stool. Helpful travel tools, devices, and apps. This also depends on how I travel. I always have an Allen key, a shower chair and foldable stool, a vehicle whenever possible, and a wheelchair. HipCamp has been a lovely app to stay in cabins and camp. I have an access rider that states what I need and what I can be flexible on. It starts conversations and is very helpful to have all of the information in one place. When accessibility is not met, I have conversations and make recommendations for education and apologies reparations if necessary. Travel industry improvements needed. I would love for access notes to be more common, more education around disability, less assumptions, and more accessibility. Bathtubs seem to be on their way out in accommodations, and I really hope that's not the case. Memorable travel. This past year I spent almost 6 months slow touring with my partner. We drove from Ontario to British Columbia and back, camping and using the HipCamp app. We received a grant from Ontario Presents and from the Canada Council, and we performed and taught workshops along the way. It was an incredible experience and we learned a lot. We tried to respect our access needs, take more time to connect with people, learn about the land, and consider sustainability. We were also working with Access Art Alliance to assess public art for accessibility and to mentor other disabled folks in various cities that we traveled to. It was a great way to check out cities and make connections. Funny and unexpected oops moments. I like to make leg jokes, so if I am ever around anyone who drops something, I typically say "ow, my toe," and laugh. Oops moments, my prosthetic legs breaking while traveling. It can be difficult to find a prosthetist and get in. I have had to use duct tape many times. One myth about traveling with a limb difference: that there is such a thing as fully accessible. There are too many conflicting access needs and it is not possible to plan for every single possible access need and situation in one space. Instead, we can strive for the most accessibility and use access notes to share what is and what is not available so that people can make informed decisions. 3 must-have items to design the ultimate accessible vacation package: access notes, options, disabled people in working and leadership roles, not getting put in a checkbox accessible room that is not actually accessible. Travel advice for others with limb differences: check in with airlines, train lines, etc., and find out if they offer programs that support people to travel for free. Have a travel companion if possible. It's been incredibly helpful to have another human to navigate travel with. Upcoming projects: Maxime and I are really excited to have received another grant through the Canada Council. It will allow us to slow tour between destinations and to spend 3 months in Vancouver and 3 in Toronto or colonially, Toronto. While we are in each place, we will spend a week working with circus coaches sharing our approach to more accessible ways of offering circus arts, and then we'll spend the rest of the time working with a group of disabled people teaching them circus. The goal is to infiltrate the circus industry with more disabled people who have a solid foundation and can later go on to teach and perform if they want. In addition, we are adding work to our show intercomplementary elements and have been working with Future Leisure Performance Society in Vancouver to develop several new acts with fun accessibility features. We'll be sharing those in the new year. And we're currently working in collaboration with Vibrofusion Labs and consultants on creative accessibility possibilities. We are exploring things like sharing the sound or vibration of our heartbeats while we are performing in the air, sounds or vibrations that share the velocity of a spin, sensors that tell the audience when we are upside down, and much more. We are exploring fun options that work to enhance accessibility and give more options for audiences to take in the information. One fun thing about Aaron: my partner and I just bought a teardrop trailer to continue slow touring. We also hope to add some pet rats to our traveling family sometime soon.